Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents of the Podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Hey guys, welcome to episode 198 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the Podcast. Joining me today from Chicago, they are still there, part of StarCast and All In Weekend, Jeff Holtke and Brendan O'Neill, and they have actually been special correspondents for My 1-2-3 Cents via Twitter. Guys, number one, thank you for what you have done, and number two, I bet you are having the time of your lives.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin, for letting us do that. It's been a wild weekend with little to no sleep, but it's been a lot of fun.
And I should mention, we're recording this Sunday morning. This is after the actual All-In event, but there is still more stuff going on for Jeff and Brendan as they have other meetings and greetings going on with StarCast. So let's kind of start from the beginning. Let's start from the very beginning. Talk to me a little bit about your fandom. How did you two become wrestling fans? And tell me what you guys like and don't like about wrestling.
So I kind of started back in, you know, the good old Attitude Era. That was my wheelhouse, and then kind of fell out of it for a little bit, and then Jeff reeled me right back in a couple years ago. And I mean, what I've really enjoyed is it's actually entertainment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something to, you know, we can talk about every week, and it's good plot. So
yeah, and then for me, like I said, working in minor league baseball, having Mondays off, it always worked out to watch Monday Night Raw. So I started back in the WCW days, you know, with the NWO and those things. So got back into it a couple years ago, and it's been good.
Yeah, and Jeff, we actually, and I mentioned it in the blog, if you guys haven't read it yet, over at my123cents.com, Jeff and I met several years ago when TNA was doing a base brawl event out at the ballpark. So did you guys, because obviously WWE is a much different beast than a lot of the indie stuff that we're seeing these days. So what was it, what was the appeal, what was the attraction of All In that made you guys want to be All In?
I think it was just being the first of its kind, you know, being able to check it out and see what a couple of guys can throw together, and we lucked into getting some tickets to it, and it was definitely worth it.
And the fact that we only had to travel 2 hours as opposed to
across the country.
Yeah, we've seen met quite a few people from Texas, from Europe.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people traveling.
Now, have you guys ever been to a WrestleMania or a WWE pay-per-view event?
I have not been to WrestleMania, but I've been to, let's see, at least one or two pay-per-views up at Allstate Arena.
Okay.
I've been to, I think it was Battleground up there. Yeah, I've been to a couple pay-per-views, quite a few house shows, and then quite a few Monday Night Raws.
So how would you compare the WWE experience, live show experience, to what you guys saw at All In?
it was wild. It was you know, a house show or even Monday Night Raw, there tends to be some empty seats, and last night there wasn't an empty seat in the house, and even after the pay-per-view went off the air with 3 minutes to spare, the last match was a little rushed, as they confessed afterwards. But even it was probably 15 minutes after the pay-per-view went off the air, every person stayed in the seats, and Cody came out and addressed how they're sticking together and staying together and seeing what they can actually build off of All In.
So did they announce an All In 2? Have they announced any other events like this, or what are you leaving with the impression of?
They kind of dropped a Field of Dreams. If you want it, we're gonna bring it.
Yeah, and they really, I'm not gonna say trolled us, but they really pumped it up, and then, you know, Nick came out and said, "Oh, well, we don't have a graphic we're gonna throw up, or, you know, an announcement to make, but it definitely sounds like they're gonna build another one as big as this one." And it's been crazy talking to a lot of the different guys. Actually, out of all the people we talked to last night at the after party, Glacier from, you know, WCW, mm-hmm. talked quite a bit. He was in Cody's corner last night, and he had a pretty cool story. He was you know, best friends with Dusty Rhodes during WCW, and actually knew Cody from the time he was, I think he said 12. And Cody called him up last week and said, "Hey, I want you in my corner. I know my dad can't be there, so I want you to be there." And it was a really cool time talking to Glacier. And that's one guy that I would never have thought, like, that Cody Rhodes would have, you know, called up. DDP was in his corner last night.
Tommy Dreamer
and a couple other guys, but like I said, Glacier was a cool one. We talked to for quite a while last night about his WCW days and how random it was, but how cool it was that he got to go out with Cody last night.
So obviously the weekend also included StarCast, which had all kinds of different meet and greets and events and opportunities to interact, like you just mentioned, with the VIP party last night. Talk to me about StarCast, because to me, you know, with WrestleMania, they have access, and it sounds similar, but it sounds like, from what the pictures you were sending, and those are posted, by the way, at the My123Cents Facebook page and Twitter pages, it seemed like there was more opportunity to have conversations with the access events with WWE. It's a quick handshake, they might sign something for you, and then you pose for you do that 5-second pose, as Christian and Edge would say, and then you're on your way. But it looked like you guys were getting to do and meet and have some good times with what you were doing.
Yeah, it definitely was. Some of them were a little more rushed, obviously, like the NWO, because the line was so long, but and the Four Horsemen. But yeah, like Jeff Jarrett, he took the time to, introduce himself and ask, you know, where you're from. And, he made sure that you had a good experience with him. And like the soundbite that I said yesterday, mm-hmm. did a sound clip for My123Cents. And, they're just in the hallway. The hotel's a little small, I would say, for StarCast, just where they had the tables placed. Some of the hallways got real congested. Otherwise it was a great event put on, you know, by Conrad and some of those other guys. I think they did a really great job for the first one.
Brendan, what was your favorite, or what was the best part of StarCast, so far? I know you got some more events going on as we're recording this, but so far, what would you say was your best memory of StarCast?
It's really just been seeing all the different people that actually came out to this. Of course, seeing NWO, that was real cool, getting to meet all three of those guys. Fortunately, Hogan wasn't there, but the amount of people that came from all over the world where we're sitting right now, we're 10 minutes away at my dad's house from StarCast, and all these people are here for this event, and it's just cool seeing kind of my hometown put it on.
That's awesome. So, Jeff, what about you? What was your – do you have a memory or a moment that stands out? I know that conversation with Glacier had to be pretty cool as well.
Yeah, that was totally random. We kind of ran into him in the crowd. I mean, that was cool. But me being a big autograph collector, it's been good to add quite a few to my collection, including three out of the four horsemen. That's a really cool piece that I put together this weekend, meeting Lex Luger. JJ, Tully, and Arn, they were all, you know, really great. And interacting with the guys, seeing them in the hallway. We talked to Road Warrior Animal yesterday before he went over to the Sears Center, and he basically spoiled or told us, you know, that he was going over there to practice the driving in on the motorcycle. and so that was kind of cool to actually see it happen. You know, after hearing about it, you know, like 6 hours before it happened. So just seeing him in the hall and interacting with him, it was a lot of fun.
So how do they have it set up with StarCast? Did you have to purchase each one of those autograph photo opportunities, or do you get like a ticket where you can kind of go and pick which ones you want to do?
To say that I went all in on the weekend is an understatement. So each one was separate. You know, some of them had some deals where, you know, like the Four Horsemen, they were at one price. The NWO was another price, but you could get these guys. A lot of the, I'm not going to say no name folks, but the lower named wrestlers have booths throughout the vendor room, and you could go up and, you know, you could shake their hand and everything, but to get a picture and an autograph, it was separate, but it was definitely worth, you know, investing in some of these, you know, to be able to meet with them.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys, or it looks like too, you had a blast and it was a good time. So you leave StarCast, because you were there, you were at StarCast on Friday and Saturday, is that right?
Yep, Friday we got in about 11, because we went over to Pro Wrestling Tees, home of the My 1-2-3 Cents shirt.
Thank you for that plug.
You know, we met with CM Punk. We did a photo op with him and an autograph with him, and that kind of kicked off. We dove in head first on that, because the line was insane, and it still shows that he has a following in Chicago. And met with him, and then we drove over to StarCast, and we've been there all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then today we actually is probably one of the busier, better ones. We're meeting the Young Bucks and Cody and Brandy here this afternoon.
So how was Punk? Was he, you know, because you hear stories and him being kind of disjointed and disconnected with the wrestling world, but obviously this was not a WWE sanctioned event. I would imagine he looked very happy in all the photos that I saw on social media, but how was he in person?
That's the best way to put it. He was actually happy. Mm-hmm. He was having fun doing what he was doing.
Yeah, he was one where he didn't rush through. You know, the photo. We basically got in line for a photo, and then got in another line for an autograph. And both times, he sat there and talked and joked with people. He was taking pictures of toys that people were bringing, or action figures that he had never seen before. So it was really cool to see him, you know, in a good mood and not be disgruntled. And like everybody says, he is. I've met him before, just briefly at Kerry Wood, former, you know, Chicago Cubs pitcher, his charity event, and he was, you know, extremely nice there too. And so I know there's reports out there that he's, you know, disgruntled and everything, but he seems to be doing okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll get to the actual wrestling part of it in just a second. I had a couple more questions about StarCast. So if this were to happen again next year and fans are thinking about going, I know from access experience that you stand in line a lot of the time. So what advice would you have for someone who is maybe thinking about attending an event like StarCast next year or whenever it were to happen again?
Comfortable shoes. No, it hasn't really been too bad. We waited in line for a while for the NWO and the Four Horsemen, but most of these other ones, like on Friday, we knocked out all four. Buff Bagwell, Papa Pump, drawing a blank, there's been so many, but we knocked those out really, really fast. So I'm expecting today the line for the Young Bucks and Cody are going to be really, really long, but there's like David Arquette and Jim Ross, those should be pretty quick, and Tommy Dreamer. We were supposed to get him yesterday. There's a little confusion, and we're going to get him today. But, you know, those we should be able to crank through pretty quick. And then we'll obviously have to wait in line for the Young Bucks and Cody.
And with this being the first one, you know, you did mention there were some bugs and some delays and some confusion. But overall, I'm guessing you guys would rate this as a pretty good experience.
Yeah, for sure. There's a few things that, you know, could have been done differently, a few more informational signs, grouping the vendors together and not having them in the hall. Some of the hallways, like I said, were pretty chaotic. It was good so far. And like I said, today I'm assuming half of the people that were there this weekend are now traveling back home, so it should be a little quieter today.
little less congested. That's awesome. So let's talk about All In itself. The pictures that I was seeing before the event, the arena looked amazing, the setup and whatnot. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes you go to these smaller indie shows and venues and you're kind of crammed in there like sardines, but it looked like a typical arena setup. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, it was as common as a setup as you can get. But, I mean, like Jeff said, there was not an empty seat. And, at times it felt cramped, but it was worth that.
What was the atmosphere like? What was the when you walk in, compared to, say, a WWE pay-per-view event, Battleground, you know, because you're in the same, essential same audience, Jeff, if you were in Chicago for those. So kind of talk about or compare what it felt like walking in that ambiance and that atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty wild compared to, you know, a pay-per-view or even a house or like a Monday Night Raw where guys are getting there as close to bell time as possible. And I think the whole arena was pretty much packed before the pre-show started at 5 o'clock. So I mean, it was good. It was there's a lot of people and a lot of the super fans were there.
What match do you have, a match of the night? Which ones stuck out to you, or did you enjoy the most?
That's a good question. I would almost say like the Kenny Omega match, just with the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And just with Jericho coming out. Brendan had actually met Jericho a couple months ago, and he actually asked if he was All In, you know, and he said, "No, I got a gig," you know. And then when he actually showed up, and then I guess he basically jumped on a plane and flew to Kansas City. So it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, because I think I remember reading reports too. Yeah, that there was speculation, but then that Fozzy had a concert or something was going on. So it's cool that they were able to pull that off. I know another name that was dropped a lot was Neville. Or Pac, was there any mention or any appearance by him?
No, not last night. There was, all the fans wanted it, but really, I don't know of a good spot where he could have made an appearance last night. But hopefully, down the line, he shows up.
Brendan, what match was there a match that you particularly enjoyed more than any other one, or favorite memory from the actual wrestling show?
Well, I mean, I'd say the Pentagon Omega match too, but even though they were rushed at the end, the six-man tag match, they still hit every move. So it was impressive with how much time they had that they still actually did everything.
What was the mood like after Cody won? I know, obviously, and I believe if I'm my history is right, this is the first time a father-son has held the NWA Heavyweight Championship. Was there a lot of emotion? Was there a lot of attachment with the American Dream at the end of this match? And did Cody talk afterward?
Oh yeah, his whole crew came back out to the ring. I would say it was probably a good 10-15 minutes of just straight applause. I mean, he could barely stand back up. He had blood on his head. It was very emotional for him, but it was really cool to see that.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures that people have posted of side-by-sides of after when the Dream won and now Cody winning it too. So that's pretty awesome. So tell me about this after party. That sounds pretty cool too. I know you spoke briefly about that, but what was kind of the story behind that? Who put that together?
Yeah, so it was just a couple of their sponsors put it on back at the hotel where StarCast was at.
Blue Chew. It's going to be the big wrestling sponsor, wrestling, and you get some of those others. So we've been rocking Blue Chew wristbands all week.
Nice.
But yeah, it was just back in where they did the weigh-ins and the press conference. They had to kind of split up between general admission, VIP, VIP side, which is where we were at. a lot of the wrestlers from StarCast, they were just popping in, having drinks, and talking.
Getting a chance to interact and mingle with them once again. Was that a very well attended fan, you know, from a fan's perspective, or were you able to have some one on ones like you did with Glacier?
It was definitely packed. We got there somehow. We lucked out and we left the arena after it was all over. And I bet we were one of the first 100 cars out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten out of an arena as fast as we did last night. I don't know what happened. But we were back at the hotel. I mean, before some people probably got out of the parking lot. And so, it was cool to be able to talk, you know, and you got the attention of, you know, whoever it was. You could basically talk like Glacier. We talked to him for quite a while. A guy like Diamond Dallas Page was being pulled in a million different directions. And so, his was a little shorter, but no, it was really cool to be able to chat with them and, you know, talk and you know, kind of pick their brain a little bit, if you will, about different things. And so it was really cool.
Well, we all know that Chicago is kind of a wrestling town, so to speak, just based on CM Punk and Colt Cabana and some of those indie guys, and there are some indie promotions up in the Chicago area. Do you guys think that if All In 2 happens, would they go back to Chicago? Would they venture out? Would this be as successful an event if it were in another city?
Selfishly, I hope it's back in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can attend again. But I think it has to be in a big city, and, you know, a big wrestling city. I don't know if New York would be the next place they go, you know, like to a Madison Square Garden or to, you know, somewhere out in L.A. I don't know if they could branch out and sell a Staples Center out or, you know, different things like that. But I really do hope it does come back to Chicago or St. Louis, so it's closer to you or to you guys. But, you know, that's still a quick trip for us.
Sure.
But, I definitely think Chicago's, you know, where it was really good. I think it was a good atmosphere. It allowed people to fly in, you know, to the two major airports here in Chicago. And like Brendan was saying, we ran into people from literally all over the country and all over the world.
That's really awesome. So, scale of 1 to 10, guys, where do you rank the entire, you know, rank the entire weekend for me?
I'd definitely say it's a 10 or a 9 if you don't want to give a perfect score. It was good. It was a lot going on. Like I said, StarCast really complimented All In and the fact that they partnered together and had a lot of interaction between the two, you know, kind of crossover where they actually had the wrestlers at StarCast that were in All In. So I definitely think it was definitely well planned out. I'm sure it took a lot to plan it out, but they did a good job.
To any other event that I've been to, it's been the best one so far. I've watched some New Japan, not too much Ring of Honor, but it's definitely something that I'm going to watch more of now.
So it's safe to say if All In 2 happens and it's a reasonable distance, you guys would both be All In once again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Jeff, anything else you want to kind of wrap up as you guys prepare to head off to your other events for the rest of the day?
No, just, I know this will hit in the afternoon, so StarCast will probably be over, but check out the My123Cents Twitter account and just see. I'll probably post pictures along the way and on the way home as I pull them off my camera. But no, it's been good. It's been a lot of fun to go to StarCast. It, like I said, it complimented All In quite a bit and gave fans, you know, something to do besides just buying in for the show. Excuse me. So it's been good. It's another long day. We're, I was just looking at the schedule and we have because David Arquette's flight was delayed and that Tommy Dreamer, just kind of a mishap. He didn't know about it. I actually hit him up on Twitter yesterday and said, "Hey man, where are you? Everybody's waiting for you." And he personally shot me a message on Twitter and said, "Hey, I didn't, you know, there's a little miscommunication," because he had like three different signings this weekend.
And oh, wow.
I don't know if they knew about it. It's kind of nice to actually get like a private message from him on Twitter that he reached out and So it's going to be pretty hectic here in just about 45 minutes when we get there to get Jim Ross and David Arquette, and then get in line for the Young Bucks, and then get Tommy Dreamer, Cody and Brandy. And then one of the cool things we're doing this afternoon, I think it's at like 2 o'clock, is Cody's been pushing the American Rebel cigar.
Oh yeah.
So they've had a table there all weekend, but they're doing a kind of a meet and greet, and we'll get a cigar and kind of hang out with them, and Kazarian will be there too. So that'll be kind of cool at the end. That'll be our last event before heading back to Central Illinois.
That is awesome. Well, guys, safe travels. Thank you so much for keeping the followers and listeners of My 1-2-3 Cents up to date. I did feel like I was there, and next year for sure, I'm going to try to make it all in as much as I am able to. But I do appreciate what you guys did and for being on the show this week.
No problem, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
All righty. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check out the pictures, photos. Head on over to My 1-2-3 Cents on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.